morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Amy Burnside, and she is the Medical Records Director for the Cass County Health System. Good morning to you, Amy.
Good morning.
Well, I was having a discussion with a friend, and somehow we got to the topic of release of information, medical information, and all those kinds of things that happen in our lives. If we ever go to the hospital, we ever go to the medical center, you know, we maybe need to know more than we do. So, Amy, the first thing, what is the definition, or why do we talk about release of information forms?
Well, when you come in to the hospital and you would like your record, you come into medical records and you have to sign a release of information so that we can release that for you, to you.
Yes, to you. But then what if I want somebody else to be able to get it?
If you want somebody else to get your record, then you do have to come in and fill out another form stating who the person is that you wanted to pick up your record and what their relationship to you is.
Okay. No big, long form. It's pretty simple, correct? It'll put the names on and sign it.
Name, address, birth date, and the rest of it will help you fill out.
Okay. When did all this come into being? I'm guessing, you know, we talked about HIPAA. Kind of give us a little background about that, Amy.
Well, this is part of the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, which is the HIPAA, and it's a privacy rule. And it's just to assure that the patient has privacy and confidentiality in their record. And you fill out the form so that we know we released it to you and we can look back and show that we released records to you.
So on one hand, I think some of us go, oh, man, this is another government requirement and HIPAA. And you're going, oh. But if we stop and think about it, maybe we don't want just anybody coming in off the street and saying, I want the records for, and we don't know why.
Yep. This is just to protect your privacy and all your confidentiality. And if you want somebody specific to pick up your records, we do need to know that. We can't just give out the information to anybody.
And I suppose there are some people who really don't want anybody else to have those records. But in my mind, I think I would like a person or two to be able to do that just for my convenience and for my well-being.
Yeah, you would need someone in case something would happen to you. That way you have somebody else that has access to your record, and then you can have them come in and pick up that stuff for you.
Might be a spouse, might be a caregiver, might be a guardian, might be a friend, whoever. I mean, we can say who that's going to be.
Yeah, it can be a spouse, a brother, sister, parents, or even just a friend.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, when I come into the hospital or the medical center for some reason, often they ask me, who should I notify in case of emergency? Is that the same thing?
No, that is not the same thing. If you are sick and they need someone to come in and be with you, then they will call that person. But they don't have access to your record until you fill out a form saying they can get that record.
Okay, now we've talked about hospital, and we've also talked about medical center. Do I have to do this twice?
Well, if you go to the Atlantic Medical Center and you want records from that doctor, the doctor that you've seen over there, then you do have to fill a form out over there. If you want lab work, emergency room notes, or outpatient clinic notes, then you come to the hospital for that stuff. But if you go to the wrong place, we will help you out and make sure that those forms get filled out and where they need to go.
You kind of talk to each other.
Yes, we do. We're back to back, and so we do help each other out a lot.
That's great, and I think when you help each other out, you're also helping folks that come in, because this could be all new. You know, I know a number of people who've never been to the hospital, hardly been to a doctor before they're, I don't know, 50 or 60 or something.
Yeah, that's true. And I also do want to say, when you do come in, we may ask for identification just to prove who you are, and that when we can compare signatures also, but it would be nice to have the ID so we know that you're the right person picking up the records.
Okay, and again, if you've lived around here, you go, well, Amy, you know me. I don't need to do this, but it's protecting you in a way, saying, yes, I did the right thing. But there are new people in town. We don't know some people when they come into town.
Yep, and we're just making sure that your privacy and confidentiality is protected.
Okay, so it comes back to my basic rights. You're actually protecting my rights as an individual.
Yes.
Individual. Now, if I have a power of attorney or a living will, you know, I have that filed. I've given it to my brother, my sister, my attorney. but I understand you might want those too or need those.
Yeah, we would really like to have those in your record in case you would come in for an emergency and you are not coherent. We have it in there and can do what your wishes are. And if we need to contact your power of attorney, we do have that information in the system then.
So again, you are kind of, you're helping me out. You're kind of you're taking care of me in one other way, and that is making sure that you're doing what I want. I think especially the living will, that's something you can't make a phone call that takes 3 hours. That's instant.
Yes, that's instant, and we would like to have that on hand in case you would have an emergency.
So can I bring that just to the hospital side, or again, do I need to do both of those?
You can bring it either to the medical center or to the hospital, and we will share that so that it's in both systems.
Okay. And, of course, now we have all these computer systems. When you say a file, is there actually a paper file on me that has this whole stack of stuff that you've collected?
Actually, there is no longer stacks of paper. It's all computerized. It's all in the computer.
And I think you'll get positive and negative reactions to that, and that's kind of another whole kind of discussion, because that's true in, I don't know, buying a vehicle or whatever.
Yep, that's true. This way, if you come into the hospital, then everybody has access to your record instantaneously, and they don't have to go searching for the paper copy.
Running down the hall, whatever.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So, Amy, kind of what's your day like? You're the director of the medical records. Kind of, you know, what are some of the things you have to do? What's your day like?
Oh, he put me on the spot. Well, today my day is full of some meetings and stuff. I'm learning the privacy laws and security, and I deal with the doctors and documentation, and I also have some coders that work in here. They do the coding for the billing, and
so there's a lot of people you have to work with. I'm thinking you maybe don't see too many of people coming to the doctor, the hospital, face to face. That perhaps you're an in-between person, but I'm guessing. Amy, tell me about that.
No, I'm not a face-to-face, but I do help with the outpatient clinic. We do their transcription and coding, and I do deal with the emergency room. We do their documentation and coding and surgeries, and so, yeah, we deal with pretty much every aspect of the hospital.
I think you kind of know the insides of the hospital.
Well, maybe not all of it, but we see a lot.
Yeah, very good. And have lots of relationships, as you said, with the doctors, but I'm sure the nurses, the heads of all those departments. You just have to be around and know people in all of those areas, because you kind of tie that together, I think, Amy.
Yes. Yeah, we do. Everything through the hospital usually comes through medical records.
So there you are. You're a really important person in the system. And I know other people are important too, but, you know, when you kind of hold that all together, that is really, really important. So let's review, Amy. If people have not done this and they would like to sign, and it's a good idea to sign a release of information form, what do they need to do?
Just come into medical records, and the medical records clerk will help you fill out the form. You do have to fill out the form every time you come in to get a piece of paper, proving that you've picked up the paper.
And bring your ID.
And bring your ID. And if you do have a power of attorney or a living will, please bring that in, and we'll get it into the record.
Okay. Sounds like a good plan. Something to put on your to-do list. It's something I got to put on my to-do list, because I need to make some changes, and like I say, I don't have my power of attorney, my living will here, so a good lesson.
If you have any questions, please feel free to call us. We can answer any questions that you have.
All right. Very good people to get to know, and make sure that you get that job done. Just something that's really, again, Amy, I feel like it's just a part of me taking care of myself and you giving some help to do that.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Yes. And, of course, you got to figure out who that is you want to be able to release that information to. We want to thank you very much, Amy Burnside, for visiting with us today. And until next time, here's a thought. You will find, as you look back upon your life, that the moments that stand out are the moments when you have done things for others.